to Susan and her family with love. This tape is my feeble but sincere attempt to bring the comfort of the Holy Spirit and the promises of God to each of you at this time when you are suffering the loss of your loved one. Anytime a beloved family member is so suddenly taken as Arvin was when he was drowned last week, it's really very hard to believe that this has actually happened. It seems like a horrible dream from which you keep hoping to awaken and find things as they were before. But even though you try to put it from your mind, this tidal wave of remembrance keeps sweeping in, leaving you feeling drained of strength and with heaviness of heart. So at this time, you're all in the throes of shock and dismay at the very thought of Arvin's absence from your family circle. You feel a deep, sickening grief because those cherished affections which existed between Arvin and you are now interrupted by death. So the tears are flowing fast, and there's sadness and anger, perhaps, and frustration, because your lives have been literally turned upside down. The reason I know how you feel is because some years ago I lost my brother when he was fatally injured in a mountain climbing accident. And at the time, I became very angry with God. But I'm glad that God in his love and mercy did not turn from me. And as a result of my brother's death, I started thinking about eternity, something I had never really thought about before. It never entered my mind. In fact, I never thought of anything or anyone except myself, my fun, my life, my dates, you know, my good times. But my brother's passing caused our whole family to suddenly think about death, eternity, God, and God's will for us. So the Lord used that tragedy to bring us to himself, because shortly afterwards, I received Christ as my Savior, and also my parents were saved. I just tell you this to help you see that God is able to bring good out of bad things that happen to us. Then in times of sorrow, what we need most is to feel the comfort of the Holy Spirit and to remind ourselves of God's promises. This gives us assurance that there's hope, even in the midst of despair. For instance, when we're overcome with sadness and we find ourselves weeping, it's a real comfort to know that Jesus also wept. Reread that. Jesus, when he stood at the grave of his friend Lazarus, it says in the scripture, Jesus wept. Even though he knew that he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead, which he did, he shed tears because he understood the loneliness of grief and the separation which death brings. So it's good to know, isn't it, that Jesus understands our grief and he doesn't condemn our tears. He wants to comfort our hearts and he wants to bear our sorrows. He says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Yes, it's really hard to believe what has happened to Arvin, but please accept the fact of Arvin's death and let the tears flow. Let the healing process begin by accepting that beautiful comfort that our Lord offers. He says to us, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. And again, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Then here's another comforting thought. I did not know Arvin, but I was very glad to hear that he had attended a Christian school in Manila, I think when he was about in the third and fourth grades. And in that school, there's no question but that Arvin heard many truths from God's Word. And then the Scriptures give us assurance that God's Word does not return void. In Isaiah 55:11, we read this, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. This is God speaking through the prophet Isaiah. It shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. And then David the psalmist said, Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So, having had this kind of background and teaching in Arvind's younger and formative years, it's very likely that the Holy Spirit brought these truths to him many times, and especially in those moments when he was struggling for his life. Again, I can say it would be very natural for him to call upon God for mercy at such a time. And the scriptures do assure us that God is good, ready to forgive. He's plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon him. Psalm 86:5. Again, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, we can find comfort and hope when we look at God's word. Then I want to say what a wonderful and a beautiful plan God has for us. He's preparing a place where flowers never fade or die, and where we are set free from bondage and decay, and where we will live in a glorious freedom with God, in a place where sin and death and Satan are abolished forever. So, friends, be comforted and be encouraged in the assurance that God loves you. He loves you so much he sent his son to this earth because he wanted us to be free from sin. He loved us so much, and let me quote that old scripture. I'm sure that you know it and have heard it many times. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So when we receive Christ, we're simply acknowledging God's gift of his son. And that fact is very plainly stated in Romans 10:9-10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I recommend Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. I've served him many years, and I know that he satisfies and brings joy and peace. Perhaps many of you do know the Lord, but if any one of the members of the family have not prayed that simple sinner's prayer, let me just tell you, it's easy to do. And through that gift of his Son and receiving his gift, God provides us a Savior from sin. You might just say it this way. It's very simple. But you could fill in your own personal feelings, too. God hears when you pray. You could say, God, I don't know you very well, I'm sorry to say. And sometimes you do seem so far away. But I want to thank you today, God, that you love me enough, and you loved Arvind enough to send your son to die for our sins. And right now, dear Lord, I confess my need of you. I believe that you raised Jesus from the dead. I accept forgiveness and cleansing for my sin. I choose to live for you. Do that. Pray that prayer. And I know that it will bring you peace and joy. And in closing, I want to just remind you of that old hymn. I'm sure you've heard it. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to him in prayer. God bless you.